What's on Your Mind program hitting the airwaves. Hello, friends. Scott Hannon here along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Fresh off that 50th birthday celebration there on Friday, by golly. Did you have a good weekend just celebrating the entire time or what?
Oh, yeah, the entire time. Yeah, I didn't sleep at all. Just stayed up and partied because that's what we all do when we turn 50, right?
Yeah, actually, you probably
Oh, wait,
have.
You're not even there yet. Wait till you turn 50.
Just a few short months left. I can
you're
see
still
it from
a
here.
Pup. You are still a pup.
Still a pup at 49. How about that?
Isn't it great that somebody can actually still tell you that at 49?
Exactly. Yeah. And compared to you at the big 5-0, me at 49, I'm the pup. I'll take that. I'm fine with that. Okay.
Yeah, well, just remember, you're only in your 40s for another few more months, and then it's all over.
Yeah, we had the flu hit our house last night, so our youngest, Haley, who's 10, was, how can I say this without ruining anybody's breakfast? Well, she was, she spent a lot of time in the bathroom. Force with which she was losing her lunch was sort of like a fire hose. You know what I'm saying? Have I kept it generic enough so as to not turn anybody's stomach? But
you
anyway.
Didn't really tell her, may the force be with you, did you?
No, I thought about it.
man.
My wife and I were getting the giggles because this was happening about, on the hour. You know, we did manage a couple of half-hour breaks where it was pretty much from 10 o'clock till about 4 a.m. Last night, so... Anyway, that was interesting. That's a great way to start the week. It's sort of like the folks at Trinity High School in Dickinson. I see they had a fire in the building that's canceled classes there. So, Mondays sometimes can, throw you a curveball every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And, yeah, it's all right. It happens. So, anyway, on the program today, we're going to chat just a moment with Julie Fedorchuk. Julie is with the Public Service Commission. We want to do a little after-action report on the visit of EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy. Look forward to that conversation. We're also going to chat next hour with the North Dakota Senate Minority Leader, Max Schneider. Max, a Democrat from Grand Forks. They've been pushing for a special session to help Western communities dealing with the oil boom and also using that as a fundraiser. So we're going to ask him about, number one, just the merits of a special session to deal with the issues in the patch, and then also whether or not it's appropriate to use it as a fundraiser. So we'll chat with Mac about all that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today. A couple other things in the news. One, cold. Yes, this just in, it's still cold. and I did see that the Weather Service, I guess, has confirmed February was one of the coldest on record. In fact, I think their term was it was abnormally cold. Okay, so we're not nuts, Todd. It was a little on the cold side, and one day after the other. But do you bristle at all with folks that sort of complain about the weather when you say, I mean, come on, it's sort of like the topic du jour about every day for the last couple. I'm less sick of the cold weather than I am of people sort of saying, oh, it's cold. I'm sick of the cold.
Hey, is it cold enough for you out there? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're getting into a little bit of a rut, if you will, on the cold thing. But I want your take on that. Today's a big day at the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Today is the day a proposal first put forward by the Attorney General Wayne Stengem to add a layer of some would say bureaucracy, others would say transparency to the issue of the special places, extraordinary places. Where you do drilling, basically, in the process you go through. What's being proposed by the Attorney General is not new in the sense that all of these things are currently done at the Department of Mineral Rights. He would like to have it have a little more transparency and another layer, if you will. And so that will basically, Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to decide that issue today at the Industrial Commission because Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, has opposed it. The Attorney General is in favor of it. The three members of the Industrial Commission are the Attorney General, the Ag Commissioner, and the Governor. And so the Governor at the last meeting said, let's hear from the people. What do the people say? They've been bombarded with comments, and now they will act today. So we'll keep you posted on that, but that certainly will be newsy as well. And Ukraine, you can't not... think this situation is not troubling with what's happening there, and we'd like your take on that, whether you're paying attention, whether it matters. Whenever freedom is, on the line, I tend to pay attention, but it's a long ways away, and sometimes the world's trouble spots can mean, you take away attention from things closer to home, so we'll chat about that, too. Anyway, welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to start with a... newsmaker here on the program. We don't usually do that, but we want to accommodate our next guest schedule, and we're going to find out a little bit about Thursday and Friday's visit of the EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to North Dakota from Julie Fedorchuk, member of the Public Service Commission. Hello, Julie. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the program. So give us your take, your after-action report on the visit of the EPA administrator. It's good to have a person with that much power over what happens in North Dakota here on the ground. Was it a successful visit? What is your assessment?
I think it was a very successful visit, and kudos to the congressional delegation for getting her out here, because, you know, things look one way when you're sitting in an office building in Washington, D.C., and very different when you're facing the people who are going to feel the effects of your regulatory exercises. And so I think that she heard a lot of very valuable information on her trip to North Dakota, and really saw that we are a state that knows how to do this well. We have some of the cleanest air, one of the very few states in the country that meets all the clean air requirements. And so I think she sees that industry is serious about taking care of the environment as well as supporting a strong economy with reliable and affordable power.
One of the issues you talked about was the fact that they have an all-of-the-above energy strategy in the Obama administration. Pardon me for not having noticed, but did you find anything new in what she said about maybe a new tone, at least, from these folks about that?
She was very disarming, Scott. She clearly knew she was coming into territory where people were extremely suspicious of what the EPA is doing and has done. And so she was armed with the very first comment to me out of her mouth was, we don't want to do anything to jeopardize the reliability of our electric system. Well, as an energy and electricity regulator, that's very comforting to me, and I hope that they are sincere in that. However, I did point out to her, and others pointed out some of their inconsistencies in what she's saying and what they're doing as well. And for example, she says they don't want to jeopardize reliability, and I believe that in their ultimate rule. But what she doesn't appear to recognize is how just the discussion of this has created a chilling effect in the industry. This is an industry that looks at capturing their investments over a 30-year time frame. So when they're looking at reinvesting into a coal-fired power plant, for example, that they could invest in and maybe extend the life for 20 years, they're reluctant to do that today because they don't know if there's a future for coal based on these regulations. So they're turning the other way to other resources, and we're seeing that in very real ways. There's been 30 gigawatts of coal-fired power that has shut down over the last few years, in the last couple of years. And the NERC, which is a federal reliability organization, estimates that there's another 40 gigawatts of coal firepower that will be taken offline by 2023. So that's 70 gigawatts of coal-fired electricity generation. The country is relying on this, especially during severe weather winters like the one we've just had. And I just think it's very dangerous to take those facilities that are proven to be reliable at all times offline until we know more about what we're putting in place of those facilities.
Questions or comments, welcome for our guest, Julie Fedorchik from the Public Service Commission on the visit of the EPA administrator. And Jim out in the Bakken does have a question for you, Julie. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning. You know, I think this is enough. You know, I run a business up here in the Bakken, and, you know, this commission, you know, it's possible some of the, you know, decisions that they will make will have an impact, you know, on my business and other business as well. But the bottom line is, you know, what are we really talking about here? We're just going to let oil companies drill wherever they want without whatsoever. Not only that, I view the citizens of North Dakota, which I am one, to have a little bit of input as to what and where. And that's all I really had.
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit there, Jim, but I think you're talking about having some proper checks and balances on the oil companies before they drill. And supporting the proposal before the Industrial Commission, I think, is where you were going with that. Just so you know, there is nothing new. In other words, what is being proposed here, the oil companies already do. It's just down at the Department of Mineral Resources. It would just be, as Wayne Stengen would say in advocating for this, an additional layer of transparency and allow for additional public comments. All of that can happen already. and does happen. It just is another layer. So some see it as a way in for critics to slow things down. They really don't, and we see critics everywhere in energy without question. And others see it as another layer of transparency, and they're going to decide today. But appreciate the call, Jim. That one obviously not necessarily for Julie, but rather for members of the Industrial Commission that will decide that policy today. But just a quick question, answer here, Julie, if you would, and then we'll finish on the other side of the break. I mean, really, this is what this is about, even with the EPA. You wonder if critics, including the administration, don't want to just shut down fossil fuel development in the name of green energy resources. That seems to be the thing we're struggling with, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the question. And I think, you know, the EPA is at a crossroads of some sort looking at developing a framework for regulation that will either cripple the coal industry, increase joblessness, drive up costs, or they can take a different approach, which is the one I'm advocating for, that it takes a little bit more time, provides a regulatory framework that will allow America to be really a leader in the development of clean coal technology.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Julie Fedorchuk, Public Service Commission member, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is What's On Your Mind. Another Monday and a cold one. March did come in like a lion. I don't think there's any other way to describe
a penguin.
Why do you say a penguin?
Brrr.
Yeah, well, I think we only have two choices. I remember lamb or lion. I don't remember penguin in there. Sorry.
It's time for more choices. Noah put more on the ark back in the day. We got more choices. Come on.
three above.
Polar bear, there you go.
Yeah, three above in Bismarck right now, headed for 19 degrees. That isn't too bad. Zero with snow showers in Minot. And it'll be about 16 with the snow cranking for a good chunk of the day. Grand Forks at 9 degrees below zero. Looking at Tioga at zero, going to hit 14 degrees today there. What have I forgotten? Oh, Fargo. Let's not forget Fargo, right? Dickinson one above right now, and just trying to find my Fargo temp. There it is, zero as well in Fargo, and heading for about 12 above. So anyway, a little check of how things are going temp-wise there. We're going to get to your calls here and open things up in a moment. We finish our conversation now with Julie Fedorchuk, North Dakota Public Service Commission member, on the visit of the EPA administrator to North Dakota. So you've proposed a way that's a little bit different. Did you get a chance to run that by the EPA commissioner to talk about some more time to allow the technology to catch up in the coal industry? Julie?
We sure did. That was one of our main points, is that this can be done, and it can be done well, but we need to allow technology to take the lead in driving the timelines on this so that the technology can be incorporated into the new coal-fired facilities that are built in the future to allow for the capture, storage, and we hope utilization in western North Dakota of this very valuable resource. So she didn't give any real indication. I think they were close to being finished with their process on the rule for the new sources, which is pretty devastating for coal if they keep it the way it is today. And she seemed very open, though, on some of the regulations for existing sources, which, you know, is the area where customers will see immediate cost increases. If they come out and are pretty strict and pretty aggressive in their time frames.
By the way, I see this is a different topic, obviously, than coal, but it's breaking news in today's New York Times. The EPA estimates the cost of gasoline will rise by 0.2 cents per gallon as a result of the new regulations, while the sticker price of a car will be increased by $75. So they're proposing some new regulations on gasoline as well, and admitting actually that there will be a increase in the cost of gas and a price of car, although they're saying minimal.
Well, and I think they're usually underestimating the cost of their regulations, so I don't put a lot of faith in their process for estimating the end result of these new regulations on the consumer.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
So what do you expect to come out of this? I mean, is this, as you said, she obviously understood she was coming into the lion's den and said all the right things, but obviously that's a couple of headlines and on we go. I mean, anything that you can sink your teeth into, if you will, of some sort of a kinder, gentler tone that we actually can take to the bank, or what's your take on where we go from here?
I think she seems very open to regulations that are going to maintain reliability and not create huge increases in costs. But it's going to take a lot of continuous pressure with the EPA, with organizations like the Public Service Commission, all the state leaders, industry groups, consumers, unions, everybody urging them to be reasonable and responsible in what they ultimately propose. She basically admitted she's going to get sued one way or another for being too flexible or too inflexible, too aggressive or not aggressive enough. And so this is, you know, the next chapter in a book that has many chapters and is a long way from the end. But I think that we, you know, feel very comfortable about our approach. It's very moderate. It recognizes that we can make these changes. We can be a leader globally in solutions for this greenhouse gas challenge that we face. It is a global problem. It is, and it's only going to be fixed with global action. In other words, technologies that other countries can employ, not just here in the U.S., but in China and India and in the new world markets that are emerging and using a lot of coal. So I think that, you know, there's great opportunity for America to take the lead on this. I just really hope that the EPA provides a framework that allows us to do that.
I asked her a question in the press conference about, you know, deferring to the locals, and she went on to say about how much reverence they have for local regulators and how often they work with them. Do you see evidence of that here in North Dakota?
Well, she sure has. They have taken that path on other parts of clean air regulation. And the states have always developed the plans with the, and then they've been approved by the EPA. And she assured us that that was going to be the approach that was going to be taken in this case, and referenced the fact that that's required by the Clean Air Act, that that's how it is to be implemented. Again, our state health officer says that their timeframes, which call for a state plan 1 year after the finalization of a rule, is totally unreasonable and unrealistic and quite simply won't happen. So they need to adjust some of the timelines on that end as well to give the states time to work with the companies on a case-by-case basis to develop the parameters that work for each company at each facility to, you know, basically bring their emissions down over time.
You know, interesting, when you talk about taking the time, obviously she said I'll be sued either way. The legal action on this is going to, all of these things she's proposing, the legal action probably will, if nothing else, buy you time, even if the EPA doesn't say, okay, we'll give you time, or we'll hold off on these new regulations until we can see what the industry can come up with, because this is going to be battled up in courts. Companies are going to lawyer up, and this can be tied up in the court system a long time. Might afford the time necessary for your vision on this, Julie. What do you think of that?
Well, and that's true, but to some extent that increases the uncertainty and drags it out longer. The companies really need to know what is the rule going to be so that they can adjust to that. And the longer that longer time goes where there is that uncertainty where we don't know what the rules are, that is problematic for the industry. And quite honestly, today they're just turning away. They're saying we don't know the certain future for coal, so we're going to choose different resources. And so, you know, over time, that makes it harder and harder for the coal industry, which is, you know, employs up to 20,000 people in North Dakota, to adjust their technology, fewer investments in the technology so it can develop and improve. And so I think to some extent, you know, we want to have the certainty to know what the rules of the engagement are going to be so that the companies can adjust accordingly and make plans and investments in the future.
I'm sure all those 20,000 people employed in the North Dakota coal industry and the related spinoff jobs that are out there as well are all sleeping a lot better now, though, because she told us there is no war on coal. So,
yeah.
So don't tell me, show me, right? We'll wait for we'll wait for actions to back up those words for sure. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Julie Fedorchuk, who is a Public Service Commission member and also a candidate to retain that post as well, our guest on the program today, we call What's on Your Mind. So I'm reading in the Mine Eye Daily News here, story by Kim Fundingsland. It says, the long, cold winter has gone on far too long. That's the opinion of an increasing number of restless North Dakotans who are more than ready to shed their winter coats and gloves for more spring-like apparel. So... is the Minot Daily News got this right now? Are you restless North Dakotans, more than ready to shed your winter coats and gloves for more spring-like apparel? Or are you saying, look, it's winter in North Dakota, what's the big deal? You tell us when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Have we mentioned that he's 50? Just wanted to let you know that he had a birthday on Friday.
Well, I can't wait till you turn 50 and I can rub it into you for like a week.
50, baby. 20,
and you never 20. Even played Hawaii 5-0 on
yeah.
Friday. I was kind of surprised at that one.
Oh, that was one we... Oh, yeah, we were trying to come up with... We did find the reggae birthday song. I was pretty proud of
I
like that.
I like that one. I got to get a copy of that one for future use, on your 50th.
Totally forgot about Hawaii 5-0. Anyway, let's finish on Gina McCarthy, and then we'll roll to the weather here. And here's my question on the weather. There's a lot of folks that are whining about the cold. And maybe... It's so bad this year, and the Weather Service has backed this up, that it warrants whining. I don't know. You need to decide. Or is it, come on, this is winter. It's what we signed up for. Come on. Hey, let's figure this out. You let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, here's the question that I posed to Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator. She's doing this kind of warm fuzzy about all the above energy solutions, and that's the policy of this administration. And so I said, and I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck, I just wanted to know, all right, is this a change for the president? Because I said, as far as the coal industry, the one comment that reverberates in my head is the comment to the San Francisco Examiner editorial board when he talked about a policy that would bankrupt coal companies. Now, to be fair, he wasn't president then. He was a candidate, but nonetheless, he was campaigning for president saying, here's my policy. We're going to need electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket, and that will bankrupt coal companies, and that'll force all this change. Okay, well, I wouldn't sleep well knowing that this guy's in charge if I were in the coal industry hearing that. So that was question one. And question two was to say, you know, really, EPA, why not let the locals do this? Why, you know, again, who's closest to the land that wants to protect the land? Who most cares for the environment? The people that live on it, that live off of it, that breathe the air here, or, you know, a bureaucracy? Here's her answer to those two questions.
Yeah, thanks for the question. First of all, the president hasn't changed his position at all. It remains in all of the above strategy, and that's underpinned everything that this agency has done since he came into office. And we're working really hard with our Department of Energy to understand how we can bring environmental and energy goals together. That's what states are doing. That's what we're doing. And we're going to look at all approaches that we can. And secondly, in terms of why aren't you letting states regulate, clearly we are working with the states on this issue. I'm here today. We have had listening sessions and in an outreach effort that is unprecedented before the existing source rule will come out as a proposal in June. And that is not the end of the discussion either. We have a comment period that will follow. And the Clean Air Act itself says that this is about EPA doing guidelines and states implementing, states developing their own plans that make the most sense for them. And so we are going to stick within that framework. We know our job. We know what the Clean Air Act says. And we also know the kind of flexibility we want that you want us to consider as we're developing this rule.
All right, so she danced around the president's change, saying, no, this has always been his policy, and that doesn't really connect with the fact that, you know, we'll bankrupt coal companies. But nonetheless, she's saying all the right things, and you know, I mean, even the listening sessions. Well, we're out here, I'm here, and we're listening. Well, actually, their listening sessions didn't even include North Dakota, which was a bit of a slap in the face. But you know what? There's no sense rubbing anybody's nose in that. I think if trust but verify would be my approach going forward here. But wanted to share that with you as well. And by the way, Senator Heitkamp deserves credit for getting her here. Others had asked before, Senator Hovind and Congressman Kramer. That invite hadn't been accepted. That shows the value of having a member of the president's party here that can pound that desk a little more forcefully and maybe get a little more attention. Heidi Heitkamp told us once in the program that she wasn't the flavor of the month. It was her line when I asked, did they listen to you more than they would somebody on the other side of the aisle? And she said, well, I'm sort of not the flavor of the month. But obviously her saber rattling or whatever you want to call it did work to get the EPA administrator out here, and she just deserves credit for it. So it's great. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The next hour, what's on Todd's mind doesn't matter. What's on Scott's mind doesn't matter. What's on your mind is all that matters for us. Is it the cold? Is it Ukraine? I had a conversation recently with George Weigel. George Weigel is one of the great Catholic scholars, and he's going to be at the University of Mary's campus in Rome. And I was asking him about the Ukraine, and he quickly said, sorry, friendly correction, it's not the Ukraine. That's what Stalin called it. It's Ukraine. We don't say the America, right? So I now I'm all paranoid about saying the Ukraine because I don't want to be compared to Stalin ever. Sorry. But anyway, as far as the Ukraine, are you paying attention? I said the Ukraine again, didn't I? As far as Ukraine, do you have a buzzer for that, Todd? Maybe you could
I always have the buzzer, but you know, if we use the buzzer every time I could use the buzzer,
we'd have nothing but the buzzer on. Maybe we shouldn't call it the buzzer. It should just be buzzer because Stalin used to call it the buzzer. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of a wimpy buzzer there, wasn't it?
Reminds me of my old dryer, actually. But
Closer dryer. Anyway, in all seriousness, what's happening in Ukraine reminds me very much of what happened in Poland, 79, early 80s. Remember 9 days that changed the world when you had Pope John Paul go there and that video, by the way, if you've never had a chance to see it, is incredible. 9 days that changed the world, and the focus is mostly on Pope John Paul's efforts there in the Solidarity Movement, Lech Walesa. Remember, we're going back to our history books here and what happened there. But I think there's a definite parallel with what's happening right now. And over the weekend, you basically had a declaration of war from Russia. And now Russia is trying to promote a split in Ukraine. Sorry, almost did it again. And say, well, we'll just take this part and you can have that part because the country is divided. Some of them want us. Some say that's accurate. Others say that isn't so accurate, that this is being exploited by Russia because there's a part of Ukraine that has all these natural resources that obviously Vladimir Putin wants. But this has been a very volatile situation. I'm just kind of curious if you're paying attention, what you see happening here. There are many that suggest that not unlike when there was a surge of freedom in Iran, what some called the Arab Spring, that President Obama and others in the administration didn't do enough to encourage the reformers, those that were thirsting for freedom, and were missing an opportunity here to stand up for freedom. But it certainly is it's the major international situation at the moment. Does it matter to you? Do you care? One of the questions that I have besides the cold. And then what else, Todd? We have Oh, that human oil spill. What exactly is a human oil spill anyway? I haven't quite
figured that. You get a bunch of people on a black tarp, and they demonstrate what can happen when a pipeline bursts, or I suppose when a train car spills or whatever, but it was really more in the context of the proposed Keystone XL. So, yeah, you get a bunch of people on black tarp. So black tarp sales may be going up to an all-time record, I guess.
So basically a photo op is what was going on at the White House yesterday in opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline.
And, hundreds arrested. Hundreds arrested. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were breaking the rules. You can go protest. People do it all the time at the White House, but there are some rules, and they obviously broke some, and so they got arrested, probably wanted to get arrested. And, again, here's my question. And, you know, we could take this to the local level. There's some state officials that are proposing creating another layer of bureaucracy to oil development to backstop a process that's already in place for oil drilling permits, all right? You've got UND researchers opposing the Enbridge Sandpiper pipeline, the pipeline that would take trucks off the road, that would get product to market quicker, that would have less trucks, less oil tankers, right? Why? Because it would disrupt some prairie research. Yeah, now I think there's plenty of prairie left in North Dakota to do research. Not sure why this is an issue for them. And then, of course, the human oil spill in opposition to the Keystone Pipeline. One of the news reports I heard at the top of the hour asked one of the protesters, what's the deal? Well, it's dirty oil. It's dirty tar sands. And we just want to get rid of fossil fuels. And I went, ding, 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 ding. Just want to get rid of fossil fuels. See, that's what the, so here's my question. Are these valid arguments these folks are putting forward on all three of these? Or is it folks that just flat out oppose fossil fuel production? And I don't think that's the case on what's being proposed at the state level on the special places, but I do think it's an effort to silence critics, and I'm not sure that's possible.
I hope nobody flew over to that White House human oil spill thing. Want to get rid of fossil fuels? Fine. Don't fly around to make your point then.
Yeah. Wes in Mercer County, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Wes.
Hey, good morning. I just want to kind of give a rebuttal to the nasty editorial that came out in the Fargo Forum this weekend. I guess it would have been on Sunday. You know, most of us that have a concern about the special places or area of interest, we are really ordinary people. And those of us that are advocating in opposition to this are, most of us are ordinary individuals, ordinary producers. We're out here raising cattle, growing grain. And I really want to point out to the editorial board at the Fargo Forum that it's because of the economic engines of oil, gas, coal, electrical generation, and production agriculture that they get to live and build in a floodplain. If it weren't for these economic engines across the state as far as agriculture, but most importantly, the economic engines of energy development in western North Dakota, they wouldn't be getting flood mitigation. And the editorial was rather nasty, and it really put down people that have a concern for private property rights. And I think it was very disingenuous, even though I do recognize if you own the media, you get to throw out there whatever you want. But I think they're missing the most important point in the fact that, you know, we have a country that's and an administration that's trying to institutionalize the right to health care, the right to marry whoever you want. And yet they come out. And one of the most important fundamental rights from the beginning of this country was the right to own property, no matter who you are. And that was one of the important features that our founding fathers put in the Constitution, because all of these men and women that settled this country coming over in the first ship came from a feudal system in Europe, where only the ruling class, only a certain few people in the property class were allowed to own property.
Great point, Wes. Really good point. And we'll talk about the Forum editorial, because nasty has no place in this debate, if you ask me. Hang on, Wes. We'll chat after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let us know what is on your mind. Chatting with Wes in Mercer County about an editorial that was in the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead yesterday under the headline, Places Initiative is Sensible. Wes, I just wanted to go to your point of it being nasty. You made two points. One, that the editorial was rather nasty. And then you also made the point that isn't it amazing how, property rights are just so often dismissed, yet we talk about all kinds of other rights. And the double standard from a lot of newspapers is pretty extraordinary. And, I hadn't thought of that before, but you make a very good point on property rights being just outwardly dismissed. I counted during the break the word lie, misrepresentation,
dishonesty, and misrepresentation. How many times did I? Five, six, seven times. I mean, basically, if you're not on board with this, you're a liar. Is what the Forum editorial page is saying, and that's what's really sad. You know, I mean, talk radio sometimes gets the rap as the brawl, right? And the newspaper sort of a notch above. This is as nasty as anything I've heard on talk radio ever. I mean, I don't think your term nasty is in any way unfair directed at opponents of this particular proposal. And I don't know. They talk about here's one of the quotes from the piece. Here it says, speaking of Attorney General Wayne Stengem, the response to his meticulous work has been outrageous. He's been attacked with a level of vitriol and viciousness that indicates his antagonist's arguments are as vacuous as they are dishonest. We spent a lot of time on this issue. We've had debates on both sides. We've had the Attorney General on. I bet even the Attorney General wouldn't suggest that there's been vitriol and viciousness directed at him. Am I missing something, Wes?
No, absolutely not. And I was at the forefront of doing research and opposing the Northern Plains Heritage Area because it involved many of the Missouri River counties that I represent on with North Dakota Farm Bureau. And if there's one thing we learned from the National Park Service, the director or coordinator of heritage areas for the Midwest region of the National Park Service was, you know, she would say time and again, read the legislation, read what is there. It will tell you. And we have done very good research, and what the Attorney General and the NES Commissioner are going to talk about today lays it all out. And one of the most important points that I think the Forum editorial board should have looked at was the question and answers. One of the questions was, can a private property owner opt out? And the answer from the Attorney General was, absolutely not. All private property that's in that they're looking at in the areas of interest is in. You don't have a choice. That is very, very onerous for private property owners. Some of these ranches are over 100 years old and are already being passed into the third and fourth generation. And you don't want to have land that has a designation on that could someday impact your agricultural operation, because you purchase that land, you've lived there, you've paid for it multiple generations. You want to be able to continue that operation. And I just think they were very unfair, especially in the fact that we do very good research. We have done very good research as an organization, and we advocate on behalf of our members. And they missed the point that, you know, they're advocating for, I don't know for who, but the nastiness, it's unnecessary. It's all in the scheme of advocating. And I think in defense of North Dakota Farm Bureau, we do a very good job of researching the issues and advocating for our members based on the policy that they enact during our convention. And I think there's just a complete lack of respect on the editorial board's part and the Fargo Forum in general, because even during the legislative session, Scott, you just don't need to be that nasty about people expressing views and advocating on behalf of those views. That's what our country is about.
Couldn't agree anymore, number one. And by the way, there's good folks on both sides of this issue, but it doesn't need to be nasty. It doesn't need to be vitriolic. And by the way, I think most of that comes, you know, he's a friend of mine, but Jack Zaleski, when he doesn't like somebody, and he obviously has something in his crawl over the Farm Bureau here, he gets nasty. And I don't think that necessarily, in this case, it's speaking for the entire Forum editorial board, but I think most of that vitriol is actually coming from Jack Zaleski, not from the Forum editorial board. But
well, I think he kind of forgets that the Fargo Forum editorial board as a board and the Farm Bureau as an organization, the organizations and boards don't get to vote. The people vote. And we're directed in how to advocate for our membership, which is most important, but we, as a board, as an organization, we don't get to vote. So, it still takes people on the ground that have concerns. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to visit with you.
I hope that that those real people that have an opinion let Jack Zaleski and the Forum editorial board know what they think, because he had a see in the whites of his eyes, makes it a lot tougher to be that vitriolic. But I really like your point about property rights being the sort of stepchild of rights, especially from newspapers. By the way, another paper I have in here in my pile today is the Star Tribune for Sunday. And I put a Facebook post up about this yesterday that you can check out. But front page of the Star Tribune, and I am a Sunday paper junkie, right? It's a big part of my Sunday. I like holding it in my hand. I want to read it. I get as many as I can. And I grab yesterday's without even looking at it. Sit down. I actually hand a copy to my father-in-law to read it first, and then I grabbed it, and he made a comment right away. You know, front page, big photo, top of the fold, same-sex marriage 6 months later. State confronts profound change from gay marriage. And, you know, what? It's an issue in Minnesota, so it's news. I get that. But guess what the photo is? Two guys kissing, and one of them is still in his fatigues with the Minnesota National Guard. Tell me that isn't in your face and isn't advocating for a right where they forget it for property rights. Very interesting point, Wes. Thanks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.